Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Sight Around the World, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian. And we thank all our friends and all our listeners. We're hoping tonight to get a phone call from the senior senator in New York State. He's going to try to give us that phone call. He has an event, and I received a call from his office and Senator Boyle's office, and they told me that they don't know what time the event will end, so we'll have to see if that call will be tonight or another night. But anyway, tonight on Inner Sight, the horrible, horrible events of this virus, and there's a lot of them, you know, but one of them that stands out in the minds of millions of us, especially those of us who are disabled and who have endured the nursing home experience with a loved one or us or yourself, the horrible way that many of the politicians, I'm not going to say all, because I think a lot of them would have done something differently, but many of the politicians that allowed this to happen, the virus to go into the nursing home, and didn't do everything they could to prevent infection in there and to help people. And the main thing they didn't do is get people out and get them into their own apartment where they would have had more of a chance of not catching the coronavirus. So that didn't happen. We urged them to do that. You may recall at the governor's news conferences, we sent them all kinds of messages, and I believe we sent a note to the Associated Press. And still, many people lost their lives, and then the whole thing came down, and they gave us a low number, when in fact, supposedly now, it's a higher number. We may never know the real number. But the point is, why didn't the politicians protect these residents? Now let's look at this nursing home business as we have, but you know, you can't really say it enough, because it's so oppressive for someone to be in a nursing home. They take all your money, they'll take your home, they take your possessions, they lose your things, your clothing. You know, a lot of people don't have a phone in their room to talk to their loved ones or to advocate for themselves. It's a horrible, horrible situation. The food is horrible. And what it all boils down to, and this might be an appropriate word, having Senator Boyle call in, what it all comes down to is it's stopping people in the golden years, so to speak, stopping people from living their lives to the fullest. Nobody should have the right and should do that. Nobody. So that's why Inner Sight feels so strongly about this new idea that we've given birth to. And unfortunately, like everything else, without the money, it'll never grow up and blossom. And we'll talk about that. I want to do a couple of commercials. When we come back, we'll tell you how volunteers can help people and be rewarded for it. Inner Sight Around the World, Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, the number. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, the great, great Akita dog, and mine is a guide dog, and I don't know how she did it, but got me through the town today with many, many sidewalks blocked, you know, and at one point, you know, I have a little light in my left eye, but I certainly don't depend on it. Looked like a big, big truck, could have been, I think it was a plow, I'm not sure. But she stood her ground, and I wasn't moving. She didn't move until that truck moved out of the way. And we had to go around the corner with no sidewalks in the road. She got me up on to the sidewalk in safety. All right, the great, great Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004, akitarescue.org, I believe it is. Around the world, in a sight, all the beautiful children, check them out, take care of them, watch over them, make sure they're safe. We remember Corey, Avante, Oquindo, a little Tommy, and Ali Campbell, to mention a few of the youngsters who have passed away, all disabled. All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. We do that, and we try to practice it every chance we get. Let's see. Around the world, Kennedy Realty, local right here in Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Mr. Kennedy, a good friend to Inner Sight. And we thank him for that. And let's see. Good Mo, some of our friends of the past. Good Mojo Princes, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, Baccaro's Italian Tavern with a .com. Some of the friends who have witnessed Inner Sight and who have helped us in the past, and we hope they come back in the future. All right, let's see. What else we got? Around the world, the show goes. Inner Sight. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. If you need that kind of help, 516-783-9663. All right. So check it out. And give Jim a call. All right, let's see. Talking tonight about our program that we want to implement, Volunteers Plus. And we'll explain that to you. We have Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food.
Hello.
Medical. Dog food, cat food, medical. And, you know, you call Gary, 631-484-3085. So give Gary a call. If you are disabled and you explain that to him, he may be able to get the food to you. So let him know. All right, we have our engineer slash co-host on the line, Suzanne, welcome.
slash petition writer, slash...
Inner Sight.
slash assistant director, slash good friend, slash friend and sister.
Well, let's not overdo
it. I would do anything
How about
for
the Able
you,
News?
You know
that you can do.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads in large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. And also, they have, they're online. You could get their free subscription. And back to you, Frank.
All right, yes, Inner Sight. And don't forget to sign our petition to license the guide dog schools. We've had an increase of, 300 names or more.
Yes.
In the last week or so.
Yeah, because thankfully the change.org had given us a little promotion, so it was great. Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate that. And all the people that donated over the years that we've had that petition up there.
Yeah.
Yes. Volunteers can be very helpful. And with this idea, Volunteers Plus, not only can they be helpful, they can save people's lives.
Oh,
you know, I'd like to see every agency and every politician that stood by and watched this unfold where the nursing home residents were exposed to the virus and they could have been, they should have been released to their own home.
Right.
You know, I'd like to see all the people who went through that and who knew about it and now who have found out about it do something financially, because that's what we need. Do something financially to get this program started.
Yeah,
volunteer,
that'd be nice.
Volunteers Plus. I mean, here's a chance, and including the governor. Now, I've called for his resignation more than once. But
oh,
you
yeah.
know what? I believe in Jesus. I'm a forgiving person. But you got to really do something to show that you want forgiveness. And the best thing Mr. Cuomo could do is to get his friends, you know, to finance and to help us raise the funds start this Volunteer Plus program.
Yeah, I agree.
And we estimate
and
we need at least...
Some of the proceeds,
what?
At least. Take some of the proceeds from the book that he wrote to help...
Well, that's part of it.
With this too.
That's part of it, but also his friends... could help.
Oh, that'd be nice, too. Mm-hmm.
But we estimate that we need at least $10 million to start this thing, because we don't want to start it up and have a person come out of a nursing home and all of a sudden, you know, the state starts giving us trouble and take away the hours from people.
That's right.
You know, we want to make sure, because part of what we need to do with the money is to hire a fundraiser and start doing events to keep the flow going of the funding.
That's right.
Because this is a very serious thing when a person is stuck in a nursing home or has to go to a nursing home.
Yeah.
So that's why we need a considerable amount of money to get this thing off the ground. I would even say $15 million. Would be better.
Just to get it off.
I mean, we'll
ground,
take anything.
But, seriously.
You know,
you know, that's just to get it off the ground.
Yeah, we'll take any donation you can give us. You know, but you know, we have to be very careful because people who are on disability, if they're on SSI or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the state and the government looks for ways to cut their funding, you know. So we have to be careful.
This is not assets. That's what this has to not be. This has to only prevent them from nursing home functions. That's the difference. They cannot be used as
You mean
assets.
From going into a nursing home?
Correct. That's the only difference. You know, this is true money that is going
to
prevent.
And the money doesn't
from...
go to the person. It goes to the certified aide.
That's correct.
Whatever
That's correct.
Rewards there are. Now, let me
right.
explain the idea and how this would work, okay? the person coming out, let's say the person coming out of the nursing home, and the state, as they usually do, won't play ball with you because the person needs 24/7 care, and the state refuses to deliver that. All right? That's where the volunteer, the certified home health aide, comes in, who will donate X amount of hours. This has to be figured out, you know, how many hours they donate. And, well, you know, the volunteer could say, look, I need my car insurance paid this month. How do I do that? How many hours do I have to donate? See, something like that. That's how it would work. Well, the next person could say, listen, I'm behind on my mortgage. I really need the mortgage. I'd be willing to put in as many hours as I could, you know.
Yeah.
So then you do that. Every person is different.
Right.
Every individual is different. But that's basically how the program would work. The volunteers would be rewarded, you know. And then what I would like to do once this thing takes hold is you know, maybe give out awards to these volunteers and make it public. Use it as a news story. You know, let the person who's receiving, if they want to, the person who's receiving the care, let them speak and tell, you know, the difference because of Innersight and the Volunteer Plus. See, then that would make a great news story. Oh, I don't have to be in a nursing home now. You know, I even got a little job. Look at this.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I'm paying taxes, Mr. Biden.
Yeah.
See what Innersight did?
Yeah.
I'm a taxpayer now. I'm not just somebody lying in a bed waiting for somebody to come in and change me.
Or even die, for that matter. Die.
Yeah.
People are waiting to die in there. Seriously. Yeah.
So
that is
things
the truth.
Things of that nature could very well, not very well, but will come from this.
Yes.
You know, because that's the way Innersight is. I mean, we intend to show the world, you know, do this. Do it around the world.
Of course.
Well, you know, I'm a dreamer. Let's start it up first.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I'm a dreamer too, so don't feel bad.
Well, you gotta have a dream.
Yeah, always.
You know, spirit of Martin Luther King.
That's
so that's how this idea works. It takes the burden off the state, off the government.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the burden off the family of the individual. Well, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pay for my father to be? I don't want him in a nursing home, but I can't pay for it. Here's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The fund. You know, and the next thing you know, you get some celebrity or a couple of celebrities to identify with this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's make it big. Turn it into a telethon.
Of course.
What a telethon this would make. Can you imagine?
Of course it would. Of course it would.
Can you imagine this as a telethon?
Oh,
people
my.
Telling their story. Well, I'm 90 years old. But I can still work. I work from my home, see? I'm a retired architect. I'm showing them how to build these bridges.
There you go.
Right on the computerized.
That's cute.
See,
I can see that now.
There's a person now who is being youthful and useful, both.
Yeah, yeah.
Paying taxes, Mr. Politician.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why people should help us bring this program about. Give a person
not only that,
better life.
Not only that, they are keeping their brain exercised. I'm serious.
Yeah, right.
That is what keeps
sure.
people going. They're keeping that brain exercised. That's what's
going
to get rid of Alzheimer's. You don't know
it helps
for sure.
And how about
all the
natural things that they can take that they won't get in a nursing home?
No, they won't.
They're not going to get that in the nursing home.
Sorry.
If you're outside in your own home,
you
have a better chance to stay well.
Yes, you do.
And then, you know, they can go out, take a walk, live a life, get the
sun.
That's
right. Even the mentally ill don't deserve to stay if they're not criminally ill, okay? Criminally mentally ill. They don't deserve to be in where they, you know, are in the nursing facility all the time. They deserve to be balanced and then put in their own home and given
it's all about
the opportunity.
The right
live.
Help.
That's right.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, we can't save the world, but
no,
we can try to save and help a lot of people if we get this program off the ground. Of course, you're going to get a lot of criticism on it and all that, but you know, that's normal. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, the phone number here, and if anybody wants to call in, we'd like to hear your opinion and what you think. And we wrote a petition. I don't know what's going on with the petition.
We put it up, okay. However, here's a however. The petition that's on the petition site was not accepting it when I saved it. So, it's still saved. I still have the petition text. So tomorrow I'm going to call Change and I'm going to ask them to help me.
So you got to investigate how to get it up there in the right way.
Right. See why it's not accepting
right.
it.
They don't tell you why it's not accepted?
No. It just doesn't save it.
Well, that's
so
strange.
That's that. Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get to the bottom of that. And, I mean, our other petition is up there, so...
Yeah, yeah, and the other petition is working fine. I saved stuff to it with no problem. It's just this one that's being really very nuisance.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Well, didn't that happen originally with the other one?
Yeah, and I took it down and I created another one and the same thing. I don't know why it's not doing
it. Well, we'll see. We'll work on it. At least we have it written.
Yeah,
well, why don't you read
do.
It?
I still have it. Yeah, I can.
Read it. Read it to the world.
Yes, it's a pretty short petition. Give me a second and I'll load it up.
All right. Inner Sight and the Volunteer Plus program petition. And we hope we get 1 million names.
Yeah, right. Give me a second.
And it is... addressed to President Biden.
1 second, I'll get it up and
who can make...
It's taking its sweet time to come up. Give me a second, Frank.
Who can make the decision whether he'll sign an order to help us raise the money, because every agency...
Oh, it's taking its sweet time, Frank.
Should contribute.
It's not coming up right at the moment. Frank, it's not coming up at the moment.
Oh, you don't have a copy handy you can read?
No, I don't. It's I have to fish it out. But yes, I do have it. I saved
it. Oh, it's on the computer, you mean?
It's on the computer, the other one.
Oh, I thought maybe you had another copy. All right.
No, I didn't. It's on the
all
laptop.
Right, so we'll try to get that read tomorrow, and we'll try to get it put up tomorrow. So.
Let me see if I have it.
In a sight.
Get it. While the show's going on, I'll see if I could grab it, okay?
In a sight television, tomorrow night, 7:30, Channel 20, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Tonight at 11, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. You want to check us out on television. And hopefully soon we can get back in the studio.
Oh, I hope so.
We've been on rerun.
Did they say when we could get back in, maybe?
No.
Oh.
Nobody seems to know. Well, if they do know, they're not telling.
Oh.
All right, let's see. Friday night is the funnies. We do the funnies Friday night, so we'll have some fun with that. You know, with the funnies on Friday night. A lot of stuff going on with this vaccination stuff.
I was able to get it.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to, is it, can you read it?
Yeah, I can. Nursing homes kill people. And the perfect example of this is the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 that recently invaded the nursing homes. The authorities did nothing to protect the residents, resulting in the death of many. Inner Sight, Inc. is a nonprofit advocacy group for the disabled. We believe that we have the solution to the nursing home problem. We want to start a program called Volunteer Plus, where certified home health care workers would donate hours to keep people out of nursing homes and prevent them from going in as well. The state frowns on giving people 24 hours times 7 days a week care. So because of that, many people are forced to go into nursing homes. Through Volunteer Plus, we hope to establish a private fund to compensate and reward the certified home health care aide. This program would take the burden off the taxpayers, government, and would give people a better life. We urge President Biden, to sign an executive order to mandate all agencies to contribute to this fund. And that's a letter.
All right.
As well
that's
as
the whole petition. And,
petition, yep.
I don't know, do they, on this change.org, do they frown upon you when you're talking about money? Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, no.
Oh, they don't?
No.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right, there it is, world. We'll get it up there, and we'll try to promote it and try to raise the funds. Any callers?
Hold on, let me check. Right, I'm going back. We have Maureen.
Oh, all right, Maureen. Watch for Senator Boyle's number. It's a 516
yes.
number, so if you see a 516, I want to
get
right to him because he had an event to go to tonight. And, he said he would try to call in, but he wasn't sure.
Okay.
Let's take a call from Queens, Maureen.
Okay. All right, here she comes.
Live on Inner Sight.
All right. Oops. Okay, here she comes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. Hello.
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing better today. I heard from, well, they got my mom's phone finally fixed, so we got to talk quite a lot today, so that was good. She had her vaccine, so
again,
she was tired after that. Yeah, the second one.
Oh, man. And my mom got the first one.
Yeah, she got that yesterday, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But she said it didn't hurt. She said the last one didn't hurt either, so she was tired after she got it.
I wasn't happy about giving it to her, but I had a feeling they were going to prevent me from seeing her, you know, and then I might have to get the vaccine so I could damn see her, you know, and I just wasn't happy about that whole thing.
A lot of the nursing home staff, not just in my mom's nursing home, in general, don't want to take it.
I know.
I forget if it's 40% or 60%, I forget which one. They don't want to take it.
But I think they should mandate them.
I'm sorry, Susan?
I think they should mandate them. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, and a lot of them don't want to take the flu shot either. So I wonder why. Do they know something we don't or, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. But they had it on again today that a lot of them do not want to take it.
I heard that too.
You know?
You know what I heard, too? A lot of nurses, too.
Oh, yeah,
nurses
a lot
mostly.
Of nurses. And
well, there
not
must
just
be a reason why they don't want it.
Mm.
They said it came out. I've heard the nurse that I saw on TV, she said it came out too quickly. Well, we said that.
Right.
We've been saying
that.
She's right.
And she's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm even suspicious of the ones that don't come out quickly.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
exactly.
You got to remember, these are people who have been taught medically about epidemiology.
She said, "Give it.
And all
I'm
that.
Waiting.
So they're
I'm
talking.
Let it." Right. She said, "I'm going to let it."
Hold it. Let me finish my thought.
Okay. You.
They're coming from a training viewpoint that they've been taught. You know, that you got to have a certain amount of time, you got to have a certain testing, you got to have a certain trial, you know, you got to know what happens to the person long term. And they didn't do any of this, so I don't blame these people.
I don't blame them either.
I'm with them.
I mean, okay.
I agree with them.
She said,
okay,
I'm
they're safe now, but how do we know down the road what might
happen,
you know?
That's right. She says, I'm going to wait it out, was her exact words. I'm going to wait out and see the outcome, and then I'll make my decision. But I'm not going to be forced to do that. They need us, nurses.
Yeah, but how long do you wait?
Well, she said this,
another reason,
which is an ominous, very ominous thing. They need us, nurses, now, meaning that if they're going to force them, basically, to take the shots, they're not going to have them.
Wait a minute. Did she give a time frame how long you wait?
She didn't give a time frame.
Oh, so we don't know.
We don't know, no.
Or at least.
But also,
she didn't
on the flip end of that, she said, well, they need us nurses now, meaning don't force us to do this. That's
right.
They you need us nurses now. She's right.
You said a minute ago you don't agree with her. Now you're saying she's right. Which is it?
But here's what I'm saying about certain things that I don't agree with certain things, and it's like I'm in the middle on the fence on both of those theories. I don't agree with it, and I do agree with it in certain circumstances. I'm like getting to the point that things are spinning me around because they don't give us the truthful answers of things. That's the problem, Frank.
That's
the problem
the
right there. Exactly. Exactly. That's the problem there.
Things are going a lot better in Florida than they are here, of course, because they didn't shut down everything like here did. And they have more seniors than we do. They had less deaths with seniors than we do. So it all is just, you know. Oh, tonight I heard that a study showed that if you get the vaccine, you can't give it to someone else. So I hope that's true. I hope that would be true, you know?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You know, they weren't sure that even after you got the vaccine that you wouldn't get pass it on to someone else. Well, I heard
one study said...
What, the virus? Yes. I heard one study that said it won't give... You know, you won't give it to somebody else after you take the virus. You won't pass it on.
If
so I hope that's
true.
Oh, you mean that if you catch the virus, you won't pass it on to somebody else? It depends
well,
on
if you have it or if you catch it. You know, you'll be...
No. If it mutates now. If it mutates and... well, it depends on which vaccine it is. Okay, now there's two vaccines that are working with all the mutations currently, okay?
That's
the ones that came here first and got approved. Now, there's only one vaccine that isn't yet, and that's the Johnson & Johnson, and that right now... they're still working in studies with it, from what I understand. That's all I know.
Yeah, but here
but
again, how do you know all this is true?
We don't.
No. Remember the words.
It's all said by these doctors who want to promote it and the companies. You know?
That's true.
But remember, they haven't tested it in the traditional way.
Unless a third party... person takes the vaccines, all of them, and tests them separately, quickly. That's the only way you could know the truth. Seriously.
Yeah, but Gary Knoll said it takes 5 years
to do that.
To establish any kind of statistics on these vaccines.
You know why?
They didn't develop
because,
these damn things
because they do that. They take... whatever they're doing, and then they test it again. That's why. To do the efficacy and the safety of
and the other thing, are they telling people precisely what's in these chemicals, these vaccines? What's in it?
They only said messenger RNA, and that's the genetic code of the virus.
Yeah, but there's more in it that they're not telling you about.
Probably.
Has to be.
Buffers and acids and all of that.
Preservatives.
Probably. Preservatives. I'm allergic to them. I love it. I can't wait till this happens. I take this
stupid
thing.
And somebody told me there's blood in it.
Blood?
Which
is
dangerous.
I heard that there's...
There's antibiotics.
Something in it from unborn, when you have aborted babies from the 70s, I heard that there's something in that. Did you hear that?
You hear a lot of things, but you don't really know.
You hear a lot of things, but from what I understand, it's the genetic, the primary thing from everything that I've been looking at online. I went and I did a little digging, you know, on all the medical websites that I know from the past, and I'm allowed to go into those medical websites because I went to school for nutrition and I did a little, you know, used my nutrition background to get in, basically. And I found that they're saying it's just primarily messenger RNA. So that I've seen mostly. But the thing that I didn't like is I had a friend and we were talking, and he's a doctor, right? And he said to me, "Oh yeah, they've had this around before, so that's why it went through the FDA rather quickly." And I'm like, "So if they had this around before, and they knew about messenger RNA before, why didn't they use it on the other vaccinations that they've had before?"
Well, I heard that they've been working on this for over 20 years, I've heard. That
no,
they
not
were doing
20
this,
years, but it's been around
RNA.
For a while. Messenger RNA vaccinations, not 20 years, but it's been around. But I've heard that they've been working on it.
Oh, I heard 20 years they've been. working on it.
That still doesn't tell you what's in it.
You think we're ever going to know the truth of any of this? Not in our lifetime.
No.
There's too many stories.
That's
right. We're not going to know the truth. You know, the only way we're going to know the truth is years and years and years down the line. And
the only way you're going to know the truth is to have a chemist analyze it and tell the world what's in it.
That's the only
way you're going to know.
That's true.
You know, I came across a person in the health store when this whole damn thing started. And her son is a chemist out in California.
Oh, okay.
And he's an independent chemist.
And
he analyzes all this stuff. And he told his mother, he said, don't take this.
Really?
So I'm going to try to track her down and see if she has a list from her son
of what's in
this stuff. Because I think the world has a right to know.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They certainly do.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll see if we can pull that one off. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Any other callers?
Yeah, I'm going to take another look and see if he's on there.
Yeah.
Again, hold on.
All right. Tonight, talking about Volunteer Plus. Maureen, did you hear the petition?
Yes, I did. Very good, very good. Hopefully, you know, it's a good-sounding thing, so hopefully we get people to, you know, help us out with that because that would be great.
Yeah.
You know,
you like it? You like the petition?
Yes, very much, very much.
What do you like about it, especially? Anything that you can pick out?
No, I mean, the whole thing was really good. The whole, everything in it was really good. I don't really have any particular part, you know. I hope Senator Boyle can come on too and help out with it. That would be great too, you know. But
he likes the idea. You know, he loved the idea, and he's going to try to see if he can get some seed money for us,
which is awesome,
to start up. You know,
yeah,
to hire a fundraiser.
That's the hardest part. Getting money up.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll try, and hopefully some of these other agencies will do something, too.
Right.
You never know.
No, I mean, it said it all in the petition. It said everything we've been saying, so, you know.
Yeah.
So it sounds good. So
all right.
People help out.
If you want me to try and extend our time by, like, 15 minutes, I could, Frank, and see if he comes on.
No. The show is from 8 to 9. Anyway, Inner Sight. Maureen, thanks for calling. You have anything else?
No, that's about it. I just can't wait for the day all this hell is over. I hope it comes soon and in our lifetime. I really do. This has just been hell
all
on
right.
earth, really. It has been.
Okay. We're going to move on with the rest of the program.
You stay safe, sweetie, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I heard a very interesting...
All right. Thanks.
A very interesting news flash on CNBC that I listened to on the phone. You know, just a few. They just give the headlines. You know, they said that the Republicans have yielded to the Democrats and produced a bill that acknowledges the Democrats that they are in power now over the Congress. So now, if that's true, which I have to believe it is, you know, that really, in a way, scares me a little bit.
Yeah,
because remember, it was a Democratic, in talking about the Volunteer Plus and the nursing homes, it was a Democratic governor who destroyed the lives of all these people in the nursing home. You know, all his fellow Democrats, if it ever comes to it, Are they going to vote to help us mandate the agencies to raise the money? And will the president sign an executive order?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that I'm thinking of, because remember, it was a Democrat who did this to these people in the nursing home. It doesn't mean all Democrats are bad.
No, it doesn't.
But I'm just pointing that out. All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night. What's tomorrow, Thursday? Oh, we don't have a subject for tomorrow night either. We've been goofing off with subjects.
Mm.
But I promise you we'll find one. Friday's the funnies, so you want to have a good laugh, come around on Friday. And, you know, last week we did a thing on the five vaccines. And we'll have to find something weird this week. Yeah, the five vaccines. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Catch a tiger by the toe.
Which one do you take?
Nah.
You know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but see, here's the sad part. They'll be forcing us to be, you know, people who are going to the nursing homes to see our family. I have that feeling. I don't know why.
They'll be forcing us to do what? I don't know what you said.
Meaning the people who go to see the family who go to see. I just have a feeling. I don't know why.
Forcing you to do what?
To take a vaccine. I don't know why. To see our family.
They can't force anybody to take. You tell them it's against your religion.
There you go.
If need be. Sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I might do that, you know.
Yeah.
I might do that.
You know, if there's blood in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
which
true.
I strongly suspect. Jehovah's Witnesses can't take it.
Become a Jehovah's Witness all of a sudden?
Sure. Why not? Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's against the Bible principle, if there's blood in it.
Yeah.
And with good reason.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know what that blood has in it.
That's true.
So I don't see them forcing people to take this stuff, especially the nurses and the healthcare workers and all that, you know.
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, and we were supposed to get a call from Senator Boyle. Looks like he may not be able to make it tonight.
Well, let me check one more time, refresh it. Hold on.
We'll certainly take a rain check.
Oh, yeah.
On Senator's phone call.
Yeah.
All right. Volunteer Plus. Now,
yes,
I'll bet you that all home health aides that are listening to us, or people that use home health aides that are listening to us,
mm-hmm.
would endorse this idea.
Oh, yeah.
Show me a home health aide that wouldn't endorse this idea. You know? They'd have to be crazy.
My aide immediately said yes to this. She was happy about it.
Yeah.
You know why?
They all would.
She needs help left
of course.
And right.
Of course.
Her salary
this
is
helps.
Nothing compared to what, you know, she needs. You know?
This helps people. It helps to save lives. It helps to give somebody back their life.
That's right.
It's endless what this idea can do.
Because it comes from the heart. It comes from loving people. That's why.
Yeah.
Can't beat
damn
that.
Damn right, man. No. And it's a shame that we need money to do it.
We would have done it if we didn't need money.
Well, that's how this world operates. You know.
Unfortunately, yes.
So there it is. The idea is there.
Yes.
The feeling is there, the heart is there, the people are there to do it.
Yes, yes.
How many home health aides are there in the United States?
Oh, probably a lot.
Let's say.
Oh, I don't know.
A couple million?
Probably. Who could benefit from this? Yeah. Very
yeah.
much so.
I mean,
you
know, how can you go wrong?
Think about
how
many disabled people there are. Think about how many disabled people that need home health aides. And then think about how many people are in nursing homes. There's a lot.
And we're going to make sure that they show up, because they're not going to get their reward until they put in their hours.
That's
right. See? So,
they're
going to
want to show up. You know why? Because it's going to be pleasurable. It's going to be pleasurable. Because it's not going to be the same old drab thing. That's the deal.
You mean I don't have to pay my mortgage this month? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong with that world?
That's right. This is going to be different. Because they're not going to have to pay their mortgage. They're not going to have to pay their rent. They're not going to have to pay whatever they decide the bill is going to be.
Some people are going to say, can I donate the same amount of hours every month you pay my rent?
Yeah, that's right.
Damn, I'll do it if I got the money and it's going to help somebody to stay out of a nursing home. You're damn right I'll do it.
You're going to do it too?
Oh, I would.
Yeah.
I would volunteer.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay my rent.
Yeah.
I'll give you the whatever hours, you know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I would do it.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can do it. Anybody. Well, you got to be certified. I'd have to get certified, but, you know.
Yeah, but.
No big deal.
Yeah.
What's the big deal to get certified? What, are they going to discriminate against me because I'm blind?
No, they can't. They really can't.
Well, they can try, but they're not going to get away with it.
I'm not going to let them do it.
Now,
if anybody
wants
to, you know, do that, they shouldn't be discriminating against blindness, seriously speaking.
The other thing that comes out of this, when you have the funds and you start doing this, you can then advertise in some of the big corporate papers, you know, and there's where you're going to get big donations. Oh, we want to donate $20 million to this. This is beautiful, you know.
Or even the celebrity.
My mother was in a nursing home, and she died, and, you know, all kinds of stuff's going to come out, see.
Oh, yeah, you know that. We don't want this to happen to anybody else. Boom, then there comes the money, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you imagine putting it
in here, you know.
You put an ad in the Wall Street Journal.
No. That's
and
a lot of
knows?
Money, but you know what? It would come out.
Yeah, but who knows? If I call Mr. Murdoch's office for old times, maybe he'll donate the ad. You never know.
Who knows?
You never know with Murdoch.
That's true. That's very true.
So this is endless to help people.
It
really is, and it's a welcome idea.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
And it goes along, as much as I'm not crazy about all these programs, it goes along with any program that the state has.
That's true. They might not even need the programs the rate we're going with this.
Well, no, you're going to need no. The state has to pay their share. We're not going to let them off the hook.
No, I know.
No,
but I'm saying the parts that they have to get people out of nursing homes, you know, we might be the thing that gets people out of nursing homes, you know, the rate we're going.
Well, who knows? Let's get started. Let's try to get
they might give us
the seed money.
That the whole thing that, you know, that was going to those other programs might come to us. Who knows? You know?
No. Well, hold up. We're not going to be controlled by the state.
No, we're not.
No way. You take money from the state, you're under their thumb.
I know.
That's not inner sight.
I know.
I won't be a part of that.
No, we all won't be
no
a part
way.
Of that. I don't want to be
Hell
part of
no.
it. But imagine if, you know, somebody comes with that money. See, that's the weird part. That's where it gets iffy, you know.
We would have to have trillions of dollars to take over the getting people out of nursing homes.
Oh, hell
trillions.
Yeah.
It would have to be an
you
endless
know why?
Fund. An endless
Dream
fund.
On. Dream on. We don't have that. We don't.
Well, people do have it.
Yeah.
Some people do have it. You know?
Well, they got hit hard, the nursing homes, with COVID. You know why? The guy who owns a big conglomeration of nursing homes, like a whole like franchise of nursing homes, got hit hard and was saying that he got hit hard with basically a lot of people died. You know, and
yeah,
he
of course.
Was not happy.
He didn't do
course.
Anything to help him, did he?
No, he didn't.
Well, like I said, he's in with the damn politicians the authorities who didn't do anything to save these people.
More than the authorities.
Yeah.
You wanted to save these people. You should have come in along with us. Convert your
but you know, you know,
into living places. You know?
Yeah, you know the one way that if it would ever come about, if I'm my mouth to God's ears, the one way that it would ever come about is we would have to hook up with a company that would say to us, look, we're going to make this perpetual.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To hell with the state. You know?
Yeah.
You do it. You That's inner right. sight. You do it.
That's right.
That's the only way that it would ever come to a situation where inner sight could take over the whole damn thing.
Oh, of
Believe
course.
Me, it'd be a radical change.
Oh, of course it would be. I know it would be.
A company like that. A big
yeah,
company.
Of course. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like J.P. Morgan or somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
They would have to see this in such a big way that they would say, look, we're going to give you $50 million a month.
So that would be nice. That would change this. That would be change.
Damn
that would
right
change
it would.
That would change
That's
this.
What it has to be.
Yes, I know.
A company, a perpetual. They have ways of setting up a perpetual. The Animal Medical Center, for instance, in New York City has that.
Yeah.
They have such rich people that have set up a perpetual fund.
Right.
That'll never run out.
Right, of course.
You know, because they're in with these big companies, you know.
Animal lovers and companies and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they got such state-of-the-art equipment over there. They have it straight from, what is it, from, what the hell is the name of that hospital? Sloan Kettering. They have it all hooked up with
yeah,
the
they, for the cancer ward
the dog
for the dog.
Kettering. Yeah.
Yeah.
They bring the dog straight into
yeah,
the
and they wouldn't
cancer.
Treat my windsong.
I know, which got me
Some
real
of
pissed
bitches.
Off. But
All
you
right,
know,
we'll be
they,
with you tomorrow night. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Phone number 631-224-3090. Volunteer plus. We'll try to get
yes.
the petition up tomorrow
yes.
and get people to start signing it. And say a prayer
yeah.
that it'll work. Somebody will come forward to start it up and get us on our way. We have three people to start with that we can get out immediately.
Yes.
Maybe four. All right. Inner sight around the world. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer. And we'll see you tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live. Right here. Don't forget to take your apple cider vinegar, wild oil of oregano, Goodbye, yes. World. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.